dejas nacer el emprendedor dentro de ti.
Descubre tu crecimiento personal.
Encuentra la motivación para obtener el mayor éxito.
Alcanza la libertad financiera para ser tu propio jefe.
Esto es...
Sé el jefe.
Sé el jefe con Héctor RC.
Hola, ¿cómo estás? Mi nombre es Héctor Rodríguez Curbelo. Te doy la bienvenida una vez más al podcast Sé el jefe en esta nueva temporada. Temporada 4, episodio 84. Un capítulo muy especial porque te traigo de vuelta las historias de éxito. Con una entrevista... No te voy a decir secreta, pero sí privada, que realicé a una eminencia del mundo de los negocios y del desarrollo personal y financiero hace un tiempo atrás y que hoy tengo la libertad de compartir contigo. ¿Quién es esta persona? Bueno, en un mundo donde las ideas vienen y van, donde la innovación es la clave del éxito, hay individuos que se destacan del resto, hay individuos que lideran la carga, digamos. Hay individuos que no solamente transforman ideas en realidades, sino que además revolucionan industrias enteras. Este individuo en particular es un visionario dentro del mundo de los negocios en los Estados Unidos. Es una de las personas más icónicas del desarrollo personal y financiero. Tiene más de 5.000 millones de ventas globales a lo largo de su carrera. Yo tuve el orgullo de verlo en varias oportunidades en eventos en el escenario y yo en la audiencia. Tuve el placer eventualmente de compartir escenario junto con él, de entrevistarlo también para la revista Sé el Jefe Magazine hace unos años atrás. Y eventualmente, gracias a esa relación que construimos, él fue quien escribió el adelanto para mi próximo libro, que no voy a mencionarlo ahora, pero que estamos por publicar el año que viene. Es una relación muy linda que tengo con él, es uno de mis mentores. Un placer haberlo conocido y tenerlo dentro de mi círculo, el señor Kevin Harrington. Sin más preámbulos, te voy a dejar con el fundador del infomercial, con el fundador de Shark Tank, uno de los primeros tiburones de ese programa tan, tan icónico. Y bueno, te dejo con esa entrevista que empieza en inglés así. Hello everybody, I'm Héctor Rodríguez Curbelo. This is a super special interview for our magazine Sé el Jefe and the audience of Sé el Jefe. .com. I'm super, super excited and proud to introduce you to Kevin Harrington. He is one of the most successful entrepreneurs in the States, over 40 years of experience. He has built hundreds of companies, 20 companies, over 20 businesses with over hundreds of millions of dollars in sales. He has sold hundreds and hundreds of products, I think over 500 products that reached in total over $5 billion in sales. His numbers are insane. I had the opportunity and the privilege to share some time with him in a few events and saw him on stage many times. Kevin, thank you for being here.
Hector, great being here today. Thank you. Hope we got some great entrepreneurs listening, looking for some good ideas. So ready to rumble. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay, Kevin, first of all, how would you describe yourself?
Very good question. I would say I'm an entrepreneur. I've been an entrepreneur for 40 years, and I'm one of those kind of entrepreneurs that never takes no for an answer. Just keep trying to figure out how to make it work, how to do it, and I've got different philosophies that I live by, but just bottom line is I got into the business of selling products direct to the consumer. So I am a direct-to-the-consumer entrepreneur for nearly 40 years. I develop products, businesses, and figure out how do we take these opportunities straight to the consumer via digital, via television, via whatever form we can find. But we are pioneers of doing this long before Amazon, long before QVC. I'm in the business of finding something and figuring out a way to get it direct to the consumer.
That's amazing. You are one of the most successful at it. Before we go into the business part, how does a day in your life look like?
So I go all the way back to the early days. I was one of six kids. My father was a bartender, and he saved up enough money to open up his first bar, Harrington's Irish Pub. And I started working inside his restaurants and bars when I was 11 years old. And again, here, I'm very anxious to help. And my dad was my mentor, and he was showing me how the business ran at an early age. I was when I was 11 years old, showing me the inner workings of that restaurant. So he's mentoring me to be an entrepreneur. And so then when I turned 15, I was in high school, I started a driveway sealing business, to beautify driveways, seal the cracks. Then when I got to college, I started a heating and air conditioning company. And so all these steps were building little businesses. And then one day I'm watching television, cable TV, and I saw 6 hours of unused airtime, and there was nothing on one of the channels. And I called the cable company and I cut a deal to start putting products on there. And this was the birth of the infomercial business here in the United States. This was back in the early 80s. So I was putting on kitchen products, fitness products, hardware products, Jack LaLanne and the Juicer, Tony Little and the Gazelle, Chris Jenner and the Stair Climber Plus. You know, we did fitness products, we did beauty products, we did golf, fishing, housewares, hardware, Billy Mays, you name it, everything under the sun. So I'm really a full-fledged, you know, a global entrepreneur in the world of products and services also, by the way.
Yeah, that's, well, it's interesting that you mentioned that, because most people, at least on my space, they know, oh, that's the Shark Tank guy, because you were one of the beginning of it. But right. I think the most important thing in your career is that you were the infomercial, actually the guy that invented the infomercial. How does that affect or influence your online presence today?
Well, I mean, I think as I had more and more success, Tony Little's product did over $1 billion. Jack LaLanne's, hundreds of millions of dollars. All these products were growing, growing, growing. And then I said to myself, how do I, like, I'm building all of these brands, but shouldn't I be building my brand, right? And that's the step that I took. And I said, to build my brand is different than building products and other people's brands. So I had to focus on creating content, writing books, helping entrepreneurs, coaching, counseling, advising. And so it took on a little different form. And now I spend about half of my time helping entrepreneurs all over the world, no matter what country. I go to Europe, I go to Asia, I go to Latin America, Middle East, you name it. I've been to over 80 countries helping entrepreneurs build and grow their businesses. And that's really my new business model, is advising and helping. In fact, there may be, if with one of the folks that is listening today, if they needed a sort of an advisory, kind of an assistance, maybe there's something I could do for somebody like an entrepreneur that might be listening that needs some help to take their business to the next level.
That's interesting. Now you mentioned it, all of the information that Kevin wants to share with you, links, ways of contact him is going to be in each one of our resources. So make sure you check it out. I said in the introduction that you sold, for these numbers are insane, over $5 billion in sales on 500 plus products. What is the secret? Because some people struggle to sell one, but you made all of that with like over 500.
So, I mean, look, I think what happened, I was early on in the business, right? I got in the early 80s. And so nobody else knew what I was doing. I was out connecting with different product owners, Billy Mays, Tony Little, Jack LaLanne, George Foreman, Kim Kardashian, 50 Cent, Paris Hilton, boom. Before anybody really knew what was going on, I mean, yeah, a couple of people saw it and a couple of people jumped in, but I had a good run. I had a 10-year run before we got too much competition. But when everybody else was jumping in, I jumped to Europe, to Latin America, to Asia, to the Middle East, beat them all to the punch by another 5 years ahead of everybody else. So I've taken these companies public. It's being at the right place at the right time, and then also understanding that what happened here in the U.S. is going to happen in every country in the rest of the world. So I had a company that was doing $100 million in sales with our products in the U.S. I took them to England, to Germany, to Holland, to France, the Middle East, to Italy, to Latin America, you know, Argentina, Chile, et cetera, et cetera. And all of us in Asia, Japan, Malaysia, Indonesia, these shows just went to the moon everywhere we took them. So the bottom line is, is we had created a model that worked. Now we just needed to keep plugging more products into these distribution deals we had with local partners. And the timing was perfect, and we were there.
That's insane. That's insane. All of this career, all of these years, all of this success, what would you say was your defining moment? That moment that changed everything for you, that made you who you are?
I would say this, and keep in mind, I consider myself a pretty good salesperson, because I'm able to, and selling is pitching. And so I consider, like people come on Shark Tank to sell a shark, to pitch a shark, right? So I've been pitching for 40 years to homeowners, to people with products, do business with me, the TV stations, put me on your channel, the Mark Burnett, make me a shark, right? So I think that learning how to sell was critical, but I will say this, the breakthrough moment for me is when I met this guy from the Philadelphia Home Show. He had a knife in his hand, he's cutting through a Coca-Cola can, and then he was demonstrating the Ginsu knife. And he's pitching it, and there's 40 people standing in front of him. About 15 to 20 of them grabbed $20 out of their pocket and bought it. And that's when I said, that guy knows how to pitch product. I produced that as an infomercial, and it just went to the moon because he was used to doing the same thing in his day-to-day life. So I realized I just need to find people that are used to pitching in their world and adapted for television. And that was what I did. And that is now, like you said earlier, the birth of the infomercials in today's world. And so that's why I said, if I can do this with Arnold Morris and the knife, how about Tony Little in fitness and Jack LaLanne in the juicer and George Foreman? We got the knockout pain cream with George Foreman right now. So it's finding the people that have a product or a pitch and putting a deal together and making it happen. So finding that guy way back in the Philadelphia Home Show back in the early 80s, that was an amazing event for me. It changed my life and gave me a focus to go after people like that for the future.
That's insane. I still remember those advertisements back in Uruguay in South America. So it's you reached out, man. That was awesome. Is there any dream that you can share that you already fulfilled, that you had maybe when you were younger, that you said, okay, I made that?
Well, let's see. I mean, look, I remember way back, I said, oh, I want to be a millionaire and this and that. Well, you know, I made my first 10 million when I was 30 some years old, right? So it's like, I went from a million to 10 million, right? So, I mean, and then from there to 100 million and all of a sudden, you know, the rest is history. But I think that, money is an interesting barometer to kind of keep score. But at the end of the day, I don't focus so much on the money as I do the entrepreneur, the product, the relationship, helping them build it. I like to see success. And so, right before I jumped on this call, a young entrepreneur we've been dealing with, we've been trying to get QVC to make a deal and put the product on the air. And they, after like a year of back and forth, they finally came back and said, okay, we're going to take it. And so that's gives me such joy when I can call an entrepreneur up and tell them that we got their product ready to go on QVC, right? Because that takes a lot of accomplishment and achievement and effort. And so I feel very fortunate to be able to help a lot of people. And so that's my business model, is really helping entrepreneurs. And I've been doing it for about 40 years now across the board. So it's been a lot of fun.
That's insane. That's insane. What does the future hold for you, Kevin?
Say that again?
What does the future hold for you? Where are you going in the next 5-10 years?
I mean, look, we're just coming through this COVID corona crisis. Pandemic has been brutal to the marketplace. And I'm trying to hold up as many of the folks that we're involved with as possible in as good a way as possible. But we've done that. But, you know, we're not going to lose too many, but there are going to be a couple fatalities in our business of not people dying, but the companies dying. not everybody was strong enough coming into COVID to survive it. And sometimes, hey, money can solve problems, but sometimes it's a deeper problem. So I think what, you know, the biggest thing that I've got going on right now that I'm really talking about, I've got a new book that'll be out this summer. It's called Mentor to Millions. And we'll give people a place that they can go to check it out. But Mentor to Millions is about mentoring and how you can get a mentor in your life to help take you to the next level. And I've been doing this literally for thousands of people for many, many years. And this is becoming very powerful. The world of mentoring is what I recommend. It's at times of crisis, what should you do? Check with your mentor. Find out what you should be doing. What are you not doing? What are the details? So I believe that's how I've been positioned, is to be a great mentor to many people, and I'm mentoring millions now from this point forward. And I think when the book comes out, we're hoping for it to be a good best-selling book out in the marketplace, et cetera. In fact, anybody that would be interested in checking it out, it's mentortomillionsbook.com is where they can find out more details about my book, actually.
So I want to add that information.
Be very powerful if anybody would want to, check that out.
Oh, don't worry. I make sure that people, that my network knows about it.
Good.
You know, Kevin, you're one of the most successful people in the world today, literally. And is there any advice, strong advice that you can give to the thousands of struggling entrepreneurs, especially maybe this audience, the Hispanic audience that's watching you on all over South America, all over the world, actually. So is there any special advice that you want to give him at the end of this interview?
So I would say this. I mean, right now, we're at a little bit of a time of crisis, right? So I said to myself, just looking at all my own situations, I got to go back to the basics of what I do. Yes, I help entrepreneurs, but at the end of the day, I've been very powerful with inventors and product owners. And so sometimes you get going in a lot of different directions, and where's the cash flow coming from? But for me, I said, I want to go back and deal with product owners, because this is what is powerful for me in the relationships that I built. So I'm back in the saddle helping inventors and product owners test their products, get their products on a shopping channel, get their products into Walmart, Target, .coms, across the board, digital campaigns, et cetera, et cetera. So this to me is important, is to go back to my roots of what I know best. And the last thing that I'm gonna say to every entrepreneur out there, because I mentioned, that as these tough times came along, what happened? It's now is the time to check all your direct to the consumer, your digital networks out, all of your digital assets, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube. Look at your digital acquisition costs. What is it costing you to get a customer? There's good deals out there right now from networks that can get you customers on a lower level, because there's a lot more people watching and going on the internet and watching TV than before, because they're home. There's 30 plus million unemployed people. They're on the internet looking for opportunities. And so we're connecting with them right now on a low cost basis to help them take their ideas and products and bring them to the marketplace. So this is really our sweet spot right now, is back to the basics of helping entrepreneurs and practicing the strongest digital success that we can. Because being a digital entrepreneur and making sure that you've got mobily optimized websites and retargeting and all the good stuff you should have as an entrepreneur for your websites is very, very important.
Thank you, Kevin. I wanna thank you personally for being in this interview. Everybody, I'm guessing, I know everybody will learn a lot from you for years to come. In my media, there's no much knowledge about the American entrepreneurs of successful entrepreneurs like you. They know the name, but I never heard of them, what they teach. Yep. I'm gonna make sure they know about you. You're an awesome human being. I want you guys to know that this guy is one of the most humble person I've met, as big as he is. And I'm super happy that you made time for yourself to be in this interview with me. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Hector. It's great connecting with you. And if there's anybody out there right now that needs help, I'm going to have them call you, Hector, because you can connect them directly with me. But I'm going to make a special offer to anybody out there to connect on a very attractive basis. The first one that you bring me, Hector, we'll work on together, and I'll show you how I can advise and consult and help somebody take their business to the next level. Let's get one together we can work on, okay?
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you very much. And all I know right. You're a busy man, so thank you for your time.
Good seeing you. Good. Thumbs up to everybody out there too. Thanks, buddy.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
El podcast Sé el Jefe es dirigido y producido por Héctor Rodríguez Curbelo, editado por Producciones SEJ, con base en las Islas Británicas Vírgenes, y hecho posible gracias a WCC World Club Coin. Todos los derechos reservados. Nunca olvides que tú puedes ser quien dirige tu vida. Te esperamos en el siguiente episodio, y recuerda, nos vemos en la cima.